Hello.
Hi, Patty Ann.
This is Patty Ann.
Hey there, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Hey, Roy, neighbor over there on Pelican.
Hey. Hey, you know that candy you guys were handing out on Halloween?
No.
Hey, hey, you get off our conversation, Robert. You just hang up the phone.
First of all, we don't hand out candy on this street.
Why not? Are you a bunch of Nazis over there?
Yes.
Who are you?
Well, who are you? You're not supposed to be on mine and Patty Ann's conversation on our phone call, listening
in. Well, I'm Patty Ann's husband. How do you like me now? And I own the house. How do you like me now?
Oh, that's how it is in your relationship. You own the house, so you control her, right?
Oh my God, who is this?
I was just trying to say thank you for the candy. That's all. I live
well,
around.
Well, you're welcome, but you're welcome, darling. But we didn't have any trick or treaters. But you're welcome. I hope you had a wonderful Halloween.
Oh, we did. It was great. We got so much candy. In fact, my kids are diabetic now. But it's worth it because
across the street from us, there's a house that was like lit up, and they had it's a brick house. It's like diagonal from us. We're on Santa Lucia. I don't know if you know about that. Maybe you're calling. There's three different. The other ones are on. Which
no.
Two streets behind us.
It's definitely you. Maybe, I don't know.
On Thanksgiving? I mean, on Trick or Treat Day?
Yeah, on Trick or Treat Day. Yep. Yeah, I know you don't know the name of the holiday because you guys are Nazis and everything, but yeah.
Do you want to come over?
Definitely. Oh, no. We got the candy we needed, and it was delicious, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, great, but the fact that you're calling me a Nazi now, I want you to come over.
Well, you guys agreed with me. You agreed about the Nazi thing and said everyone in the street's Nazis.
You know what? You have a wonderful life.
You too.
God don't like ugly.
Oh, yes, he does. God loves everyone, whether they're ugly or pretty.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show here on Prank Call Nation. We'll call all of your customers, causing massive aggravation. He's RBCP, he's your host. He likes Foloco with his jelly and toast. Something, I don't remember the rest of the song. PLA for the win.
Yeah, thanks, Dialer, for that intro that you sent me way back in 2016. Hey, everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad, and today is October 25th, 2019. This episode is sponsored by Crooked Alligator, Arbitrary Alex, Rick B., SimSpeak, and DeLorean J. Thanks, all five of you, for supporting the show. That's really nice of you. All five of those people got to hear the secret hobo-sode that I posted on Wednesday, 2 days ago, where I did some calls involving UPS trucks and weed pipes and other related things. It was a lot of fun. I had a good time. If you pay just $5 a month, you get at least one extra show per week called The Hobo-sode. And that's where all the best stuff happens. You think this show that you're listening to right now is good? You don't know what you're talking about. This show is garbage. The really good stuff happens on The Hobo-sodes, which you can find by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. You know what? Here's a crazy thought. Right now, I'm going to play a clip from Wednesday's Hobo-sode, a very short clip.
I'm sorry I'm taking up more time of your phone call when you didn't do your job today.
No, I did my job. I put it on the corner.
No, you did not do your job. No, you did not do your job. And who is your supervisor?
It's Carol. But, like, what, are you just lazy or something? It's right, it's like on your way to your house. You just have to stop real quick and grab it.
Now you're calling me lazy?
That was a very short clip of a lady who was too lazy to just stop at the stop sign 2 blocks from her house, get out of her minivan, and go pick up her UPS package, which I left lying up against a bush on the side of the road. I mean, holy crap, how lazy can you be? But doesn't that just make you want to go listen to the entire hobo-sode and hear the rest of the call and two or three other calls that happened in that hobo-sode? You'd be crazy not to. By the way, thank you to the new people who've signed up recently, like Monty R. and Lazlack, Ryan L., Action Bastard, Samuel B., Mason, Justin, Sparrow, Alyssa, Avery C, JW Storm, Dan A, M, Archer, Derek K, Yuckers, Ronan W, David M, Mike O, Matthew B, Bend Over and Batouse Plays. Thanks, all of you, for signing up for the Hobosodes. I really appreciate it. Also, thank you to Dialer, who sent me the intro song that you heard. Or actually, some guy named Vic sent me the intro song that you heard. And he told me that Dialer is a big fan of the Snowplow Show and did a tranny version of your opening song, which, I don't know, can you say that anymore? I mean, come on, I know you sent this in 2016, Dialer, but it's 2019. It seems more like you're just a flamboyant person, and you don't know the lyrics to my intro song. Basically, you're kind of a dick. But lately, I've been going through really old prank call requests on my old email account, which most of you know about. Back in 2016 or so, I decided to make a brand new email account just for the PLA, so I didn't have all of the PLA stuff and all of my personal stuff mixed together in the same email account. So, by the way, if you're still emailing my old email account, you need to cut it the fuck out and email me at show@snowplowshow.com or rbcp@phonelosers.org. That's the show email account. My personal one has, you know, usually my name in it somewhere or something similar. But I get all of the emails that you send me at all of the different addresses. Don't send me things twice. God damn it, I hate that. Dialer also sent me some promo things like this one.
The Snowplow Show, starring RBCP.
Back in 2016, that was pretty great, Dialer.
I gotta start listening to the Snowplow Show again. That's some good shit.
Yep.
I haven't listened in so long, god damn it.
Thanks, Dialer, for doing that stuff back in 2016. Hopefully you still like the Snowplow Show. I wouldn't blame you if you're over it by now. And as long as I'm playing clips right now, I have a clip that's related to today's show. Because today, earlier today, I did a live show which just happened to mention Zac Efron a lot. And I believe it was Devin who told me to mention Zac Efron in one of my calls, and then it ended up happening in several calls. I have this file here that was, I think it was actually sent to me by Devin, now that I think about it. It's a file that was made by Ron Mexico, and he put together this clip of me talking about Zac Efron's movie maybe 5 or so years ago, which goes along really well with my old Dialer promos that I just played. Here's the clip that Ron Mexico made. I'm the one that watched that awkward moment with Zac Efron. The worst 90 minutes of my life. I don't know. Was Zac Efron the actor that played RoboCop? Oh, he's just so dreamy. Do you have a crush on Zac Efron, or is that not awkward moment? I just watched the preview for that awkward moment. And then when I grew up, I started watching movies like that awkward moment with Zac Efron. But at least I'm not watching that awkward moment with Zac Efron. He's such a cutie.
Hey, what the fuck is it with you and Zac Efron? Why you keep bringing up his name?
Like, every time I see Zac Efron, my heart just melts, and I just...
Like, come on, like, bro. Oh, about fucking
I wish
woman.
I could
Why
be with Zac Efron. I wish Zac Efron was my boyfriend. Yep, so there you go. That's something that Ron Mexico made me. Thanks for that, Ron Mexico. Maybe next time you should send it to me instead of somebody else sending it to me. Same goes for you, Dialer, making me shit, and then just some random guy named Vic sends it to me back in 2016. Ron Mexico has a Mixlr, by the way. He does shows every once in a while that I occasionally listen to. It's located at Mixlr.com/Ron Mexico. He does prank calls and other various things. So today I did a live show, as I mentioned before. If you're sad that you didn't get to see the live show, it's because you weren't following Twitter and watching 24/7 for me to post that I'm doing a live show, even though I don't think I've done any live shows since summer. I think I did one, maybe like a yard sale show or something. But if you want to be able to follow live shows, the best place to do that would be to keep an eye on the Phone Losers Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. You should also get an account on Mixlr.com and follow the Mixlr account called Mixlr.com/IsThisThingOn. That's a Mixlr that I share with a couple of other people. And I want to avoid some confusion before the live show starts, because, you know, back in the day, I used to do these live shows right before the XYZ show started, because it was a convenient time for me. You know, early in the morning, very soon after I woke up, XYZ always did his live shows at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time, so I would just do a show before him for an hour or two before XYZ started, and I thought it would be funny to claim that he's doing a show today and I'm doing the pre-show. So I did that, and everybody was really excited in the chat room on Mixlr. They're like, oh my god, who cares if Brad's doing a show right now? Is XYZ really doing a show in a couple of hours? I can't believe this. This is so great that XYZ is back. I am so happy. And I kind of felt bad about that because everyone took me seriously. I didn't think anybody would. So no, there is not really an XYZ show happening after my show. I was lying the whole time. I felt like a big jerk at the end. I played an old XYZ show right after I ended. I thought that would make up for it, but then people in the chat room just got even sadder because they're like, oh, I remember the good old days of XYZ when we used to listen to the XYZ show. So we all just kind of listened to it together and cried. It was a lot of fun, to be honest. So that's what you're getting ready to hear right now. This is my XYZ pre-show from this morning. It wasn't a horrible show. A couple of fairly humorous things happened. So that's what you're getting ready to hear. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. So hey, everyone. It's a live show time. It's time for the XYZ pre-show. He goes on at 12:30, which means we have a little bit under 2 hours. I'm basically just going to play a bunch of music today. Music that Probix hates. And at some point I might make a prank call. Maybe two. So we're going to go all the way back to 1988 for this one. This is Tiffany. I think we're alone now. No, just kidding. Hey, Devin. Hey, everyone in the chat room. Hey, Elkie. Shut up, Probix. I don't care what you say. So, I don't know. I have a few lists open up here. Let's see. I don't know. I have a list of joggers. I think Reggie may have sent that one to me. I think Reggie sent me a couple of these lists. One's a homeowner's directory. We're not going to do any homeowner's pranks, though. I have my reasons. Don't question it. Basically, though, I'm just going to be calling houses today, people at their houses, and hopefully they'll be home. I remember getting a lot of answers on this particular list. I think there's a lot of cell phones in here, and it's a current list. It's from 2019. Mostly females. It's that list that's sorted by, first name. So I'll call up, like 12 Christines in a row. There's a bunch of Elizabeths. There's a bunch of Aarons. And what are we going to do today? I don't know. Hell if I know. Tell people they're being motherfuckers. Devin wants me to make a lady cry. Okay, Devin, we'll go for that. I'll try and do that first. It might be fun to maybe if I did those, conversations where I have a conversation with Carol or whatever. You guys could tell me different premises to be doing for that thing. Martha. We're going to call Martha. Conspiracy killers, please don't call me silly. That's not cool. I am not a silly person. I do not joke. I still have no plan for this first one. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll just do the Carol thing.
Hello?
Hello, Megan?
Yeah, this is Megan.
Hey, Megan, this is Kevin from the Blockbuster. I was calling to let you know that your movie's in.
I don't remember ordering a movie. Fuck. All right.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing Blockbuster. What the hell was that? Why would I say Blockbuster? Stupid, stupid, stupid. All right. What do I... Oh, yeah, the cactus is ready. We got that VHS of Jerry Maguire in. That's what Walmart should be calling about. Their VHS of Jerry Maguire is in. Yeah, that awkward moment with Zac Efron. That's what's in. Two copies of that awkward moment with Zac Efron, because you need two of them. You can watch them on two TVs at once. Like you're Marty McFly Jr.
This is Melissa.
Hello, Melissa?
Yes, this is Melissa. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Melissa.
Hello?
It's Steve Dave from the Walmart. Your order's in.
I'm sorry. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, but is there two people on the phone? I'm so confused. My name is Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa, I'm calling to let you know your order's in. It's the Walmart. Can you hear me? Like, I don't know why there's two people on the phone. I'm calling for Melissa.
I think we're both Melissa. What number did you call?
Well, I'm Melissa. My number is 8685.
That's my number. What's your area code?
No, that's my number. I don't know who you are. I did order something from Walmart.
You did?
Yeah, I ordered something from Walmart.
Okay, I did not, so the call must be for you.
Okay, well, we tried to deliver it. It got sent back to us. Do you live at 30 Lane?
Yeah, that's my address. It was sent back? I'm so confused.
Yeah, it was sent back. You can pick it up here in the store. It's fine. Just come by. It's already paid for. Pick it up in the store.
Okay. Yeah, I can come out there and pick it up.
What's the address of the store?
Of the Walmart store?
Yes.
We're the one here over by the highway.
What was ordered?
It was a VHS tape of That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
What's the area code that you dialed?
Did I get the wrong number? I'm sorry, why are there two people on the line?
Well, my name's Melissa, and I don't know who this other lady is, but she's saying she's me.
Okay, well, whichever one of you ordered That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron on VHS, it's here at the store. Just show your ID, and you can pick it up here. Because it got sent back to us.
Zac Efron?
Well, if this, ma'am, I hope you're not going to pick it up because I paid for it, and I'm Melissa. This is not funny. Are you, an identity thief or something?
I think you are.
I'm not an identity thief. You're saying you have my phone number, and you don't have my phone number. I don't know how you're on my line. You need to get off my line. And also, you have a get bash.
Make fun of her laugh. Yep, everything's going great so far today. These calls are working out. Maybe I should switch to this other list. They're more country-ish people, I think. Older people. This list I'm looking at right now, it's like a runner's list. You know, they're joggers. So yeah, let me switch my area code. Hopefully some of these people will pick up. Yeah, I know, Elkie. It's bullshit. I should be angry with Reggie for sending me a list of people that have a sense of humor. Fucking Reggie. Alright, let me scroll down on the list. There we go. Ed and Cecilia.
All right. Hello.
Oh, hello, Ed?
Yeah.
Ed, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. I live down the street from you.
Yeah, how you doing, Roy?
Pretty good. UPS just delivered me a box, and it has your name on it, and I accidentally opened it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. What address is that?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that because you hit touchtones.
Okay, what's your address, Roy? I'm sorry.
Oh, I live at 8695, and this one's addressed to 8683, so I don't know why he sent it here. But I opened the box, I took everything out, and that's when I realized that it was addressed to you.
Probably a bunch of folders or something.
Oh, no, right, it's a bunch of VHS tapes. It looks like it's,
really?
Yeah, it's 20 copies of That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Okay.
Is that yours? Is that yours?
Not that I know of.
Well, I mean, they're here. Should I just?
Well, I'll stop down and pick them up. You're at 8695, huh?
Wait, you didn't order 20 copies of That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron?
I didn't order 20 copies. Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, no, just don't worry about it. Don't even come by. I'll hold on to these. Because, I mean, VHSs are rare at this point. I think I could probably put these on eBay or...
If they're VHSs, they're all yours, my friend.
Okay, but, I mean, it's 20 copies. Do you want one of them?
I don't think so.
Why would you order 20 copies of That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron?
Who's really calling here?
I'm sorry, what?
So who's really calling here?
This is Roy.
Who are you?
I'm your neighbor. I live at 8695.
I'm my neighbor. Okay. Well, Roy, my neighbor, I'm kind of busy. You took me away from work, so you have a good afternoon.
What kind of work do you do? I'm going to take him away from work again. I'm calling back. I was trying to ask a question. Yeah, that's what I should do. Yeah. I should... Oh, hey, what kind of work do you do?
Hey, Roy, I don't have time to play games on the phone.
Okay, don't be an ass. Don't be an asshole. Like I was just trying to let you know that your box arrived here. Oh, okay. See, that's much better. Irritable old people. That's better than a women's running club. Oh, ice cream truck calls. How do I do an ice cream truck call? I can't remember. Just tell them to stop looking at me. Hold on, let me see if I have my ice cream truck music. It's on a button that I didn't label. That's not it.
You've just been...
Nope. That one's not assigned. Ah, where's my ice cream truck?
All of our representatives...
Shit, where is it? I lost my ice cream truck, you guys. Okay, here, I know a different way to look. I'll just search for the ice cream truck file. There it is. So loud. I should call him back and say, you think you're so important just because you're busy. You know what? I'm busy too.
Hi, this is Jim. Leave your name and number.
Jim. This is the worst ice cream.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello, Judy?
Yeah?
It's Roy. I'm driving the ice cream truck in your neighborhood.
I don't. What do you do? I don't understand why you're calling.
I drive the ice cream truck in the neighborhood. I was wondering, like, every time I drive by your house, Chris keeps, like, looking out the window and giving me snake eyes. Can you please tell him to stop doing that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your husband?
I have no idea. Just a second. Let me turn the water off. I was just going to get in the shower. What are you talking about?
Turn off the TV, too. It's hard to hear you.
Who are you, first of all?
This is Roy. I drive the ice cream truck around the neighborhood. I'm like...
I didn't even know that we had an ice cream truck.
Well, I can drive anywhere I want. It's, you know, it's just go around.
Okay, well, what's the point of the call?
Every time I drive by your house, Chris always comes up to the window and he gives me snake eyes. And, like, last week when I came by, he winked his butthole at me. I was just wondering
if... He did what?
He winked his butthole.
Did you say he did?
He winked his butthole at me, and that's not cool. You know, I'm a Christian man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that he would do things like this. Can you just ask him to please?
Chris does nothing ridiculous.
Oh, I think
he is a very proper man. I don't know about any ice cream truck.
Okay, well, every time Chris knows about the ice cream truck, is he there? Or can you just ask him?
No, but he will be very soon, and I'll definitely tell him about this.
Can you just tell him not to wink his butthole at me whenever I drive by? Because that's...
I don't understand what you're saying about a bubble. What are you talking about?
A bubble? It's every time I walk by, he's either... He gives me snake eyes, he flips me off.
What the hell are snake eyes?
It's the thing...
I don't even know what you're... It's like you're from another planet. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the thing that Chris...
I've never seen an ice cream truck here. Chris would not do anything like that. He would be fine if there was an ice cream truck here for anybody who wanted ice cream or who isn't diabetic.
Okay.
Or there are no children here for an ice cream truck.
Oh, we have diabetic ice cream. You know, like, don't exclude
the
diabetics.
This is really exciting. Thank you. We eat very well here.
Okay.
Okay. And Chris is no such thing. And your name is Roy?
Yeah. I've been driving the ice cream truck here for over a year. And I don't know if he has a problem with me me personally or if he just doesn't like ice cream trucks. But
Jesus, you are a riot. He runs a business. He is a professional man that still runs a business. He owns two pro shops.
So he thinks
he is not going to be concerned about an ice cream truck.
Okay, well, you don't need to, like, minimize what I do. You know, I perform an important service.
You are pissing me off is what you're doing.
Well,
I taught school for 25 years in Miami, and I know when something sounds very strange.
Think about how
pissy.
I feel. Think about how I feel. Every time I drive by, Chris winks his butthole at me.
What is rinse? I don't understand that about a bubble. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Ask Chris what I'm talking about, because every time I drive by, he winks his butthole at me. And it's not cool. I'm a Christian.
Oh, my God. You have a problem.
Well, Chris has
I am going to talk to the people about you being in your ice cream truck around here.
Chris,
this is the most ridiculous and actually very, very funny. We're going to a very large party.
It's not funny.
And I am going to mention this to everybody because he has many, many friends here.
What kind of party?
And he would never do anything like that. We don't even know what that means.
Now you're just bragging about going to parties. Like you think the ice cream truck driver
can't. Oh, God! Oh, my God!
What? Why do you keep interrupting me with your yelling?
Wait a minute.
I was trying to make a point.
You?
Yeah, you like I was trying to tell you about parties and how I can get to a party.
Oh, my
just,
God.
See, there you go again.
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like this. We lived in Miami 40 years.
Oh,
I've
you know what?
Never.
I'll show you something. I'll show you something you've never
anything
seen anything
on,
like.
I'm going to report you to the police. I'm going to report you.
Hey, I've got a picture. I've got a picture
you.
On my on my camera phone of Chris winking his butthole at me. Speaking of seeing.
Bye, asshole.
That lady was great. Devin wanted to know if she's naked, you know, because she was getting ready to get in the shower. That's a weird thing to want to know, Devin. Here, I want to try and call up, I have a secondary number for them, and it could be Chris. And she's probably calling Chris right now. Chris, you wouldn't believe what this ice cream truck driver said to me.
This is Judy. I'm unable to take your call.
Oh, crap, it's her. We should just do ice cream truck calls all day with this horrible ice cream truck loop that I have.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check.
Fuck. Rest in peace, Paul and Patty. But they have a cell phone, so let's try that.
The service you are attempting to use has been restricted or is unavailable.
Ooh.
Please contact customer care for assistance. Message CA200065.
Oh, yeah. All right. What's the next thing that an ice cream truck can say to Jerry and Joanne? Chat room. Quick. Fuck. Jerry and Joanne's number is busy. They're on AOL right now. Their phone line is occupied. So we're going to call Stan and Elaine, maybe? I don't know. The name cuts off on these, and I can't readjust the columns. Stan and Ellie. I think this might be sort of a retirement-type community. And I don't think there's even kids in this neighborhood. I also don't think...
Hello, we are not available now.
I don't think you can just drive into this neighborhood. So the whole ice cream truck thing is not very plausible.
Hello?
Hello, Diane?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the ice cream truck driver here in the neighborhood.
I'm sorry, you didn't come through clearly. Say that once more, please.
Oh, this is Roy. I'm the ice cream truck driver. I drive the ice cream truck around the neighborhood.
Okay.
And my boss was wanting me to call you and ask if you can tell John to please stop asking me for cigarettes, because we don't have cigarettes on the ice cream truck. Like, every time I come by, he runs out. And okay. I think that was Crispy's idea. Way to go, Crispy. You ruined it.
Hello, it's John.
Hey, John. This is Roy. I'm the ice cream truck driver here in the neighborhood.
All right.
And I was wondering, I hate to even call you about this, but every time I drive by, Diane runs up and tries to buy cigarettes from me, and I don't know if she's joking or if she seriously thinks I have cigarettes. Like, she seems serious about it. But I can't, you know, I just have ice.
Let's back up a little bit here. Who do you think you're calling?
Oh, is this John?
This is John, yes.
And
in what building? What group?
Like, you live over 87, right, with Diane?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Every time I drive by, she's like always, she tries to buy cigarettes from me. And then, like, she's like, I'll give you $20, just one pack. And
what's your last name?
I don't even have cigarettes. You know, it's just pretty much ice cream and treats and stuff in here. And I'm not going to start.
What's your last name, Roy?
Zherbel, I'm not going to start carrying cigarettes. Can you please control that lady?
And what, I have your phone number, Roy. Can, what's the name of your business?
It's Ice Cream Unlimited of Florida.
Okay.
But I'm just the driver. You know, I don't work. I don't own the company or anything. I'm just the driver, and we're
do
not.
You have do you have a number like with the Better Business Bureau?
What? No, you'd have to look. I'm not the damn 411 operator. Just look it up. You know, I have.
So let me be straight. You're driving an ice cream truck around the inside of.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, I've been driving in this neighborhood for over a year, and every time I go by your house, Diane's running out. Hey, give me cigarettes. I think she's trying to be funny. I don't know. But can you just ask her to cut it out? Because I'm just trying to do my job.
Do you have a business address?
What? No. I mean, the truck's
PO box. If I wanted to mail you an acknowledgement of your call?
That's stupid. Why would you mail me an acknowledgement of the call? Just talk to Diane. Tell her to stop acting childish.
Okay, I have your phone number, Roy. Thank you very much.
I know you do. I called you. It's on your caller ID. I mean, yep. I can transfer.
Absolutely.
I can transfer you to my boss if you want. It's just, I don't see why she has to be like that. I'm just trying to do my job, and just running out and acting like an idiot.
Okay, I got your message. I'll try calling Diane and see what we're up to.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for acting all weird about this. I mean, Jesus Christ. I was just trying to... Simple request.
Yep.
Asshole.
Thank you.
I'm going to start mailing people letters in acknowledgement of their phone calls. Dear Mr. So-and-so, your phone call was received. I have your number. Maybe we should do non-ice cream stuff, you know, just because that song's getting on my nerves. What else could we say to people? We could try the crossed lines thing again. I actually don't even know the city.
Hello?
Hello? Sharon?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Sharon. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Sharon. It's Roy from the Walmart. Your order is ready to be picked up?
My order...
Yeah, I placed an order with you. I didn't think it'd be ready until tomorrow. This is Sharon. I'm sorry. Who's that other lady?
Name is Sharon. My name is Sharon. Also, what number did you call?
I called 228.
Yeah, that's my number. You got the right number.
That's my number too. But I'm in the area code.
Oh, thanks a lot for that. I appreciate that. Thanks.
So I'll drop off the line because I'm in somebody else's call.
I don't know who you are. My address is 8726 83rd Circle.
That's my address.
No, that's my address. Who are you, lady? What are you trying to pull here?
Wait a minute. I live at 80 Southwest Circle, Ocala, Florida.
That's where I live. I don't know what you're trying to pull here. My name is Sharon, though. I just need to pick up my order, I guess.
Hey, so is the Walmart guy on there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm a little confused. I don't know why there's two people on the line. I just called one number.
Lady, what's your last name?
My last name is what's your last name?
Walmart person. This is some sort of scam. I don't know who this lady is, but you better not be. But you better not be charging something to my credit card.
I paid cash for this, and I don't know who that is in the background. But you need to tell him to shut the fuck up.
Now, come on,
hey lady.
Look, you two.
I don't know how I got on this call, but if there's anything charged on a credit card, I'm telling you at that address that you better not charge it. Paid cash, then that's something different.
You know what? I'm going to tell my husband on you. Just a minute. James!
Okay.
James, come here. James! James, this lady's impersonating me.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you're in for it now.
Oh, okay, sure.
Is this some kind of a scam? I don't know what's going on. I just
Yeah, we think it is because that's our address. What development does this lady live in?
Hell if I know. I just have the address here. I'm just calling.
What Walmart are you in?
What Walmart are you at?
Well, what did you order from Walmart first of all?
I didn't order anything from Walmart.
It looks like this is an order for 7 DVD copies of That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron, but she paid cash.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't order anything like that.
Okay, well, it was paid for with cash. So, like, it's not like a fraudulent order or anything. I just don't see why you're impersonating this poor lady.
Honey, I'm not impersonating the poor lady. What Walmart are you at?
I'm the local. What?
Yeah. What is there more than one Walmart? Are you at the Super Walmart?
Yeah, the Super Walmart.
Okay.
I'm at the service desk.
What's your name?
What's your name so I can send my husband up there with my ID?
I'm sending my husband up there with my ID, and you're going to see that this lady is a fraud.
She's a scammer. I'm gonna, lady, my husband will meet you there. There could be, I don't know why there's this same address. Maybe they have communities with two of the same addresses, but I'm sending
right. And they both have our same name.
How do you spell? James. How do you spell your last name?
James, you need to go to the Walmart. There's this fraudulent lady on the phone.
Oh, my God. All right, you can thank that lady. I'm trying to be reasonable here.
No, you're not. It's not reasonable to steal my identity.
I'm not. You know what?
Okay,
I'm
look.
Not talking to, what's the name of the guy at the service desk? My husband's going to be right up there.
My name is Roy, and here is what I propose: whoever makes it here first is the real Sharon, we'll get the merchandise.
Okay, we don't want any merchandise.
Well, it's 7 copies.
We don't want any merchandise. 7... I just wanted to make sure you weren't trying to charge my credit card for
There's no credit card involved. It was cash paid. They ordered it at the service desk. 7 copies of That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Okay, so my husband wants to come up because it sounds like there's something about stolen identity. So he's going to bring... I'm under nurse's care. I had surgery. But my husband's going to come up with my driver's license and medical card.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take each of the DVDs, and I'm going to cut them in half, and you can each have half of the DVDs.
I don't want... Yeah, that's okay. My husband will be right up there, Roy. And
no, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to cut them in half. I'm going to cut the DVDs in half. And you guys can
I don't care what you do with the DVD.
Split the DVDs.
I don't care what...
Right, I'm going up.
Yeah, my husband...
Roy at the service desk? What's
your last name, Roy?
Hold on. I'm gotta start this up here real quick. Cut these DVDs in half. Just a minute.
Why would he do that? This sounds like...
Cut them in half. I'm sorry?
What's your last name?
My last name is Gerbel.
He made that up.
I did not make that up, motherfucker. Don't tell me I made anything up. I'm a Christian. I do not lie.
Well, I'm a Christian, too, and I don't lie. Well, my husband will be a... Be right up there.
You're not a very good Christian if you're stealing identities.
That's right. You tell him, Roy.
Well, you don't... go ahead, go for it. Wait a minute. Take my purse.
You need to hang up.
Take my purse with you so you have my driver's license and everything.
Take her purse so you're like a little girl. You go up there to the service desk like a little girl.
Oh, bullshit, lady. You know, I'll tell you what.
That's right. I'll be up there.
You show up there with your purse, girly man.
I will.
Yeah, well, you're a real asshole, lady.
That
we're not so stupid. You didn't reach an idiot here. We're not going to let you steal my ID.
You stole my ID. That's my name. Can't steal my ID like that.
Well, leave, honey. Go ahead. You got my driver's license?
Yeah, yeah. Listen to the woman. Put the purse over your shoulder and go to Walmart.
Yeah. Okay, he'll be up there shortly.
How long is it going to take? Because my husband's going up there, too.
I guess he's about 10 or 15 minutes away.
Well, that's how far my husband is. So the race is on.
All right, fine. And go on.
All right, and I'm going to continue cutting these DVDs in half.
You do that. That's fine with me because we didn't order them and we don't want them. So if that lady has to reorder, so be it. Hope she uses the right name.
Oh, I think that is her name because she showed me ID when she ordered these. Okay, I gotta cut these. I'm cutting these up. I gotta cut them up.
Yeah. I'm sure every Walmart service desk has a buzzsaw.
It's a chainsaw, idiot.
What's
the
address of the Walmart you're at? Just
to
make sure he goes to the right one. You're at the Super Walmart.
Yeah, the Super One. The Super Walmart.
Okay.
Hold on, I gotta.
All right, I'm gonna hang up, and you can deal with my husband when he gets there.
My husband's already on the way, so he's gonna beat you, and he'll be able to prove he's got his he's got my purse on his shoulder too, just like your husband.
Yeah. No, my husband just isn't going to take my purse. He took my driver's license.
Is it because I made fun of him for wearing a purse?
No.
He decided not to?
Man. He's a bigger man than that. He doesn't need to have my purse on his shoulder to take care of this.
Well, I think he was going to.
No, he wasn't. Don't be stupid. I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
Okay. All right.
So that's happening. So I screwed up her husband's first name. I was calling him James, and that's kind of the last name. And stupid me. That would have been funnier if I used her husband's first name when I was yelling in the background for him. Yeah, Enrique says James is an identity thief, basically, because he's going up there. He's going to go up to Walmart and look for a chainsaw behind the counter. I want to talk to the guy that was cutting them DVDs in half. That sounds hilarious. I can't believe nobody's posted about this show in the Discord, in the PLA Discord. All these stupid fools in the Discord, they're not even listening because they don't know. Nobody posted it in there. I'm not going to do it. It's too much work. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm reading the Discord. What are we doing next, everyone? I have a third list. They're all kind of in the boonies. And then this list here that I'm calling from currently is more like a closed off community, but it's a neighborhood. Like, it's a real neighborhood. I'm gonna look at it real quick here on the maps, on the Googles, just to get an idea of what it looks like. I think I've seen it before, though, and I think I remember seeing that it was all cut off from the rest of the world. You can't just drive in, you have to have a code or whatever. Closed community. There it is. They don't even have street view in this neighborhood because Google can't get in there. There's like nothing. Fuckface Friday? How am I going to do Fuckface Friday if I'm just calling people? Mr. Polar wants me to do Fuckface Friday. What the fuck is Baller Friday? Mob 7. Oh, okay. Well, you guys will just have to wait until XYZ starts in about an hour. That's when the XYZ show starts. He can do his own Baller Friday. I only do Fuckface Fridays. Hi, Susan?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm the UPS driver. I'm going to be bringing you a package here in just a little bit.
For what? We didn't order anything.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's in the package. I don't know who it's from. I'm bringing you a package. Wanted to make sure you're home. We're doing, like, this promotion thing today. They call Fridays Fuckface Friday. And if you call me a fuckface, you will get a coupon. You'll be able to mail your next UPS thing free. I don't think Fuckface Friday is going to work, you guys. That doesn't seem to be a believable premise. Oh, well. Darn, darn, darn.
Hello?
Hi, Anne?
Yes?
This is Kevin. I'm from the Halloween city, the party store, you know? And you ordered a winking butthole mask from us. And that's...
I didn't order anything. I didn't order anything.
Oh, it's ready to be picked up. You can just come on in and pick it up whenever you're ready.
Wait a minute. I did not order anything.
Well, we have your name on here.
I have no need.
And it's a winking butthole mask.
Somebody's playing a joke.
Oh, we don't joke here, ma'am. We're a party store.
Well, yeah, but somebody's playing a joke on me, ordering something like that in my name. I don't want it.
I mean, it's paid. It's paid for. You don't have to pay for it. You could use it for help.
I don't want it.
It's a winking.
I don't know. A winking.
A winking butthole.
A winking bubble?
No, a winking butthole.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's ready. You can come and pick it up. We're over here by the Super Walmart.
Well, I'm not going to come get it because I don't want it. I don't want something like that.
But you can't just order something and not pick it up. Like, what are we supposed to do?
Read my lips. I did not order it.
We're on
who paid for it? How did they pay for it?
We're on the phone. How could I read your lips? I can only hear you.
Well, that's right. But I'm telling you, I didn't order it. I don't care who paid for it. Whoever paid for it is out the money.
Carol, we got a deadbeat here. Can you pick up the phone?
Hello, this is Carol.
I'm sorry?
I'm Carol.
Yes.
I'm the manager here at Party City.
Well, I don't know who ordered something in my name. I did not order that. I did not pay for that. Whoever ordered it and paid for it is stuck. They lost money.
We show here that it's the name is Anne, and you ordered a winking butthole mask.
That is my name, but I did not order it.
Well, you paid for it.
I did not pay for it.
You paid.
Somebody's playing a joke. Obviously,
you paid cash for it. I mean, just come over and pick it up. Like,
why? Why would I pick it up? I don't want it.
It's a full.
I have no use for it.
It's a $90 costume. It's a full body costume. It's a winking butthole.
Somebody paid you $90 for that?
Yeah, it's licensed to the Disney Channel. It's a winking butthole from the Disney Channel.
From the Disney Channel?
Yep. Yeah, it's
I'm going to Disney. And I wonder if my daughter did it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. You never know. It's the winking butthole from the Disney Channel.
Winking butthole. What does that look like?
I am a Christian woman, and I will not describe it.
Well, then I don't want it. Whoever ordered it is out of their $90, because I wouldn't want anything that vulgar either.
Well, maybe they'll just come in and pick it up, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, like...
Maybe they will, but I don't want it. Okay?
If that's your name, you can just show your ID, and there you go. You get it for free.
Well, I won't be getting it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Free winking butthole costume for you.
I now have a sound clip of an old lady saying in a very perplexed voice, winking butthole. What does that look like? So I'd say today's show is, mission accomplished. I can just do nothing for the rest of today's show. I got what I came for. Let's take a break. I gotta go refill my water.
I got blood on my hands and my feet and my mouth and my eyes and my hair, even my underwear, everywhere.
Animals are cannibals and werewolves promote cruelty to animals. Vampires might make a kid too scared, and zombies are offensive to the living impaired.
Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's Halloween. Ghosts.
Hello, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association. Hey.
Okay.
You're required to set up your house as a haunted house this year. We always pick like a certain 10 in the neighborhood. And you're here for that.
Hold on.
This is Roy. From who?
No, I'm Roy. Roy who?
Roy, what's your last name?
Who? Who?
Who is this? Deb.
My name is Roy.
Roy what?
No, Roy who? I'm a person.
What's your last name?
Who?
Roy who? Deb, put that.
Correct.
That.
And I'm okay, just Roy, calling to let you know that you need to set up your house as a haunted house this year. You need to decorate it.
Hey, Roy.
What?
I don't know who you are, but you better introduce yourself to me personally.
I just did. I said my name is Roy Who. I'm from the Homeowners Association, and we noticed you haven't decorated your house yet like you're required to do. So you need to do that.
Roy, stop by and see me. I'm not required to do anything.
No, I'm not going to stop by and see you. I'm just making a friendly call to let you know that you are required to do the haunted house thing this year. So you need to set that up ASAP. It's almost Halloween.
Hey, Roy, I'm just going to try not to be rude. I'm just going to hang up on you. I don't know who you are.
You're being very rude.
I am. No, the person's being rude here is you.
No, I'm not being rude. I'm like, you got the letter in the mail. Don't pretend you didn't get the letter. You are required to set up your house like a haunted house this year. We do like a different district of every neighborhood. We select someone at random every year, and this year is your turn. You know you had to do it, and you're pretending that you didn't even get the letter.
I'm not pretending anything.
Yes, you
are. But I will tell you what I won't pretend. Is you need to see me face to face.
I don't want to see you face to face. I don't want to. I don't care to know you. You sound like kind of a jerk, to be honest.
The only jerk here is you.
You're being the jerk. Like, decorate your house. You know, do your neighborhood duty.
What home association do you represent?
And also tell your Deb in the background to shut the fuck up. This is between men. Men talking here.
Hey, Roy, you need to see me immediately.
No,
You'll change your tune real fast.
Oh, what, is that a threat? I'm not threatening you. Jeez. Fetus says, you can borrow my Kenny Loggins Spooky Danger Zone ambient CD.
Hello, we're not here. We all went home. Please leave a message if you're a good guy. If not, hang up and don't call again. Thank you.
At the tone, please record
your... That was a great message. See, this is like a retirement place or like a winter homes or whatever. Because I notice a lot of the area codes here are from out of state. You know, this is in Florida. So they probably just go down there for the winter. Green Imp wants me to tell them it's time to put their Christmas lights up. Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hi. Mrs. Schaefer?
Yeah.
The Dark Lord? I'm calling from the mayor's office. You got our letter, right? We're going to be there tomorrow at your house.
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, did you decorate at least? You're supposed to have your house set up like a haunted house. The mayor is going to be at your house.
Well, the mayor's got a big surprise when he gets here. I'm really sorry. And I'm right in the middle of baking, so...
Okay. Ma'am.
You might want to call somebody else with this. Take care.
Ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Ma'am, we're having a meeting. At your house. I like her laugh at me. It's a very disrespectful laugh. Thanks, Symposium, for posting the link in the Discord. Hey, Mrs. Smith?
Yes?
I'm calling from the mayor's office. You got our letter, right? Like the mayor and a bunch of people are going to be out there tomorrow?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah, you're supposed to decorate your house as a haunted house. Oh, this just isn't working, is it? Uh-oh. Ah, shoot. Wrong soundboard. I was trying to get a dial tone real quick. Enrique says she's baking them special brownies. Oh, by the way, some idea I used a little bit earlier ago was from Enrique. Thanks, Enrique. I forget which idea, but one of them. And apparently I have to give credit also to Big DTB for the haunted house idea. You're welcome. I mean, thank you.
Hello.
And you're welcome.
Not available now.
For the credit. He's demanding credit. So we've got about 40 minutes left of today's show until the XYZ show starts. We have to quit at exactly 12:30 for XYZ, because XYZ is going to start just like he does every Friday at 12:30 Pacific over at Mixler.com/XYZQWA. Hopefully we can get someone to answer before then. Okay, you guys, he's not really back. I'm sorry. I feel bad because you guys are taking me seriously. There's no XYZ. I just used to do Friday shows before XYZ.
Hello?
Hello, Laura?
No.
Lauren? Whatever. I don't know. It's on this list. It just says Don, and I'm calling from the mayor's office. Here in Ocala?
Okay, no, you have the wrong number.
What, it's not the South Tards?
No, it isn't.
Fuck. Oh, I see. No, this is Lou and Julie. Hey.
Yeah, who's this?
I'm sorry, I'm calling from the mayor's office. This is Roy.
I don't know who you are.
I know, I wouldn't know you. We don't know each other personally. We sent you a letter, though. The mayor's going to be at your house tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Did you get your house all decorated?
For what, Halloween?
Yeah, it's got to look like a haunted house for the mayor's event. It's going to be a large event in your front yard.
Not in my front yard.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a catering table. There's going to be a reporter's seating section.
Well, I'm not going to be home.
Oh, you don't have to be there. It's fine. But you need to decorate your house like a haunted house.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Well, we can send someone out a little bit earlier. They'll come out there and decorate it for you. Make it look like like a haunted
Goodbye.
House. Yep, it'll happen. She's going to hang up on me. I need to give up on this one. I was looking at the wrong name. I'm such a dummy. I don't think anyone there is going to have Halloween decorations. I mean, you know, it's a bunch of old people. Old people don't decorate for Halloween. I didn't this year. Because I'm old. Why would I decorate for Halloween? That's a kid's thing.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Rest in peace, Joe and Angie.
Hello?
Hello, Carol?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm from the mayor's office in Ocala.
Yes?
Did you get the letter that we sent you in the mail? You know the mayor's going to be at your house tomorrow, right?
You're joking.
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this. We just never heard back from you. Did you get your house all decorated for Halloween?
No.
Oh, it needs to look festive. Can you decorate it tonight?
Probably not. I'm going to a party.
What kind of party?
A fun party.
Oh, okay. We can send someone out early to decorate your house for you tomorrow morning. Before the mayor gets there. But it's no big deal.
How can
you
do that?
It's fine. We'll do it. But
Who is Fed?
This is Roy. I'm from the mayor's office. The mayor's going to be at your house tomorrow for a large event. It's going to be in your front yard. And you don't have to be there or anything. You know, if you want to just, like, stay inside because you're hungover from your party.
Well, I don't think we'll be hungover, but...
Well, you know, you never know.
That's fine.
You might have a lot of fun
just
tonight.
Just don't put up any porta potties.
Oh, no, we have to. It's city, you know, for an event as large as we're having in your yard, there has to be bathrooms.
Yeah. But you haven't seen our yard.
Oh, no, we've seen it. We have pictures.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, no, we don't? We're the city.
Yeah. That's about what the city would waste their time on.
We don't even live in
the city.
I know, but we're having the event at your place because we're expanding into that area.
Okay, what's the address?
Your address?
Yeah.
88. So, yeah, we're going to have a catering table show up about 9 in the morning. And they'll be setting up the seats and everything in your backyard.
Oh, well, we have a large backyard.
Yeah, yeah, that's why we're having it at your place.
That'll work fine.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, just be aware that we do have a pit bull.
Oh, we'll bring one of those, dart guns. Put them to sleep.
No, you won't.
Oh, yes, we will.
Oh, no, you won't.
We'll bring a cage and everything. You know, he'll be fine.
It's a girl.
Same thing,
her
whatever.
Name is Carla.
It's a dog. There's no difference.
Okay, well, I'm playing golf at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I won't be there anyway. So.
Okay, good.
That's fine.
We don't want you there with your attitude anyway, so that's perfect.
Okay.
All right, I got shit to do. Thanks. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Go do your shit.
All right, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Of course you do.
Say it back.
Goodbye.
Say I love you to me.
Goodbye.
Say, I love you, Roy. Fuck. All right, I'm not going to ever try that idea again. I give up. Done with it.
Hello?
Hello, Dave?
Yes?
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, hi, Roy. How are you?
Pretty good. I just got a UPS delivery for, I guess it's for you. They brought it to my house, though. I guess they just made a mistake.
Okay.
Okay,
we're out right now, but I'll swing by and pick it up later.
Okay, I signed for it, though, and I opened it. I opened the crate.
Oh, okay. What is it?
I hear on the invoice it says it's 1,100 copies of That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron on DVD.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's a movie. It's got Zac Efron in it. You know who Zac Efron is?
Okay. Not really, but okay.
Oh, he's okay. He's really dreamy.
Okay. Well, when now you know now this is Roy Turner now?
Yeah, Roy Turner.
Oh, okay. Yep. Just make sure which one.
Why do you have 1,100 copies of a one movie on DVD?
We don't.
Well, no, it's under your
There's
name.
There's something wrong there.
It's got your name on it, and that's what it says on the invoice, and I open it up, and that's all this is. It's just full of DVDs. That Awkward Moment with Zac Efron.
Full of DVDs.
Yeah, it's all the same DVD, though. It's that awkward.
That's incredible.
Can I have one?
No, I think that's some kind of scam, I guess.
How would it be a scam?
I don't know.
I took the plastic wrapping off of about, I thought the same thing possibly, so I thought maybe there was drugs inside, so I took the plastic wrapping off and I looked in there, and it's DVDs in there. They're definitely really DVDs.
Okay, and I'll come over and see, how much does that damn thing weigh?
Oh, it's a crate. It was a wooden crate they brought it in.
It's a wooden crate?
Yeah, it's sitting in my driveway. You're going to have to figure out a way to, I'll help you up on the truck with it or whatever.
I'll have to call UPS as soon as we get home.
Okay.
I have no idea what that could be.
I'm watching one of the copies on my DVD player. Is that okay?
Why not? I don't own them.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't even know. I didn't notice the name on it until after I opened it.
Oh, okay.
And then I started.
Very good then.
Then I started opening the individual DVDs.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, very good.
And I think there's some it says here on the invoice, I haven't gotten this far down in the crate yet. I'm gonna dig further, but it says there's VHS copies of the same movie.
No, don't even dig anymore. This is some kind of scam.
No, I'm pulling them all out. I'm pulling everything out of the crate. I want to see if there's really VHS on the bottom.
The thing is, it's not mine. I never ordered it. It's the problem.
Well, it has your name on it. I don't see why anyone else. Why would anyone else order you 1,100 copies?
I have no idea.
Zac Efron movie.
But it's but don't unpack anything else. I want them to see him. It's some kind of scam.
Is that Nance in the background that won't shut up?
I'm sorry. What
is that? Is that Nance in the background that won't shut up?
No, that's. That's the TVs in the restaurant here.
Oh, I don't know. I thought I heard a person that just kept chiming in, trying to interrupt your conversation.
Oh, no. So, okay. I'll catch you in a little while.
But who are you there with? Who are you there at the restaurant with?
I'm here with my sister and brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. Is it your sister that keeps chiming in? Because I'm pretty sure I keep hearing a female just chiming in with her two cents worth. See, there she goes again.
Catch you later.
Between you and me, she needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, look, she's telling you to hang up. Tell her to shut up.
Okay, I've got to go. Okay, catch you later.
Shut up, sister. Trying to blame it on the TV. Wait, so I have a number for Nance here. And what was Roy's last name? Did he say Roy Thomas or something? I want to call his wife and Sam from the restaurant. And him and his sister.
Hi, this is Nancy. I can't take your call right now.
They're being really belligerent. Come and pick them up. Big DB.
Hello.
Hello, Nance.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm from the restaurant. Your brother's here with his sister.
Yeah.
And is there any way you could, like, can you text him or something and just tell him to quit winking his butthole at all the waitresses? All right. Just hangs up on me. It says Nance on here. I'm not just giving her a cute nickname. That's what it says here. Nance, not Nancy. Anyway, Big DTB wants me to do tunnel calls.
Hello,
Tom?
Yes.
It's your neighbor, Roy. I live down the street from you, you know, on 83rd.
Yeah.
Hey, I found this entrance to a tunnel in my backyard, and it leads all the way under your house. So I'm under your house right now.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm right... Like, this thing goes on forever. It's, like, just this extensive network of underground tunnels all throughout the neighborhood. Did you know about this?
No.
Because my GPS shows that I'm right below your house, and I'm knocking on the ceiling here, which would be your floor. Do you hear me knocking? Like, I'm...
No.
I'm banging with a shovel.
No.
You don't hear that on your floor?
No.
Shoot. I mean, I'm pretty sure... Like, I measured the distance, and I'm fairly certain I'm directly below your house right now, and there's a hatch that goes up. Would you mind if I try this hatch and just see what it opens up to?
I don't know.
Oh, shoot. Just dropped something. I pulled the pin out of the hatch. I'm trying to open up the hatch right now. Banging it open. Oh, it just opens up into just a wood nothing. It's just like, I don't know, maybe they put the floor over the hatch. On top of the hatch. Like, do you hear me banging now?
No.
I'm banging on the hatch. Do you have a basement?
No.
I didn't think you did. Of course you don't. Like, who has a basement here in Florida? It's the darndest thing, though. There's just tunnels everywhere. I'm going to just keep exploring down here. Do you want to come over and explore with me?
Well, I have to get ready to go downtown for something, so I'm not going to have time today.
What are you going to do in downtown?
There's the art festival's tomorrow, and there's a pre-festival event that I'm supposed to go to.
Yeah, but you know, fuck it. I mean, come on, tunnels. We can explore these tunnels together. Like, that's more, it's cooler than an art festival. What are you, a woman? I mean, who? He doesn't like being called a woman. I mean, come on. What kind of man goes to an art festival? Same man that would, like, you know, put on a purse and run over to Walmart to the service desk. I'm surprised the very first person I called about tunnels sort of believed it. He's going along with it. So thanks, everyone, for being here and listening and stuff. This is the first live show I've done in a while. Looks like we have 43 people listening right now. Ah, shit, I forgot to turn on the shoutcast. Oops. I usually try to turn on the shoutcast, but I was lazy today. I just turned on the Mixler. Sorry, people with shitty internet connections that could have used the shoutcast. Green Imp feels lucky. Yeah, Green Imp, you can thank Symposium for posting the link in the chat room. I assume that's how you're here, you know. You and Catastrophe. Catastrophe, I mean. All right, 22 minutes. Symphonium, sorry. Same thing. Exact same thing. I'm going to change his name to Symposium in the Discord. I'll teach you to correct me. I'm being instructed to say that I'm in the catacombs. Under the house.
You've reached Voorhees.
Their last name is spelled like Voorhees. You know, like Freddy Voorhees from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello? Pick up, pick up. It's your neighbor, Roy. Hello? Woody? Kathy? Hello? Pick up the phone. Pick it up. Pick up, 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 pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up. Pick up, pick up. All right, never mind. I was just a telemarketer.
Hello?
Hello, Sue?
No, I'm sorry. You must have the wrong number.
Nuh-uh. Like, Bob, Sue, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. You don't have.
No.
You don't have to pretend that you're not Sue.
I'm not Sue.
Okay, look, I know you're Sue. I recognize your voice. Don't be an asshole. I'm your neighbor. Fuck.
Hello.
Hello, Alan?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy, down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, I found some tunnels, like, kind of underneath the ground, underneath our houses. It starts at my house, but it goes all over the neighborhood, and I'm currently underneath your house right now. It's the darndest thing. Like, I'm directly below your house. I've been looking at my GPS. Like, did you hear me, like, knocking on the floor a little bit ago?
No.
Here, listen. Do you hear that on your floor?
Nope.
Okay. Do you know anything about these tunnels? Because it looks like there's a hatch that goes up into your house.
Nope.
You don't know anything about the hatch in your house? Because so far, you're the only house that I found that actually has a hatch, like, that goes up into the house.
Who in the hell are you, anyway?
This is Roy. I live down the street. I'm on a road.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The tunnels. There's tunnels underneath the houses. Fuck! Oh, well. Maybe I should give up on that idea.
Hello?
Hello, Larry?
Yeah.
It's your neighbor, Roy, down the street. Do you know about these tunnels? I found this tunnel entrance in my backyard. They go underneath our houses.
No.
I'm in the tunnel right now. I'm directly below your house. But this tunnel goes all through the neighborhood. Like, it's really extensive.
Are you outside in the street right now?
Oh, no, I'm underneath our houses. I'm underneath your house right now. Like, listen on your floor. I'm banging on your floor. Do you hear it?
Banging on my floor.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm banging on my ceiling, but it would be your floor. There's, like, a whole tunnel down here.
Are you sure you're speaking to the right person?
Is this Larry?
This is Larry.
Yeah, I live down the street from you. I'm on the road.
83rd Court Road, Roy?
Yeah, it's Roy. I just, like, I don't know what to think about all these tunnels. I'm getting ready to, like, kind of go explore further down.
Oh, I don't understand why you're calling. I don't understand this phone call at all.
Okay, well, I just thought you might know something.
There's tunnels underneath our houses?
Yeah, it's underneath, it seems like all the houses. It goes on for a really long time. Like, I can't even see the end with my flashlight. And I'm direct.
Maybe you got the sewer. Maybe you're in the sewer system.
Oh, no. This is like this looks like mining tunnels or something. Like, it's very tunnely down here. And
I have no idea what you're even talking about. I've never heard of it.
There's a hatch that like goes up into your house, it looks like. Is it okay if I open it and just see what's up there?
Where exactly are you? I mean, you can't be under my house.
Yeah, I am. I'm directly below your house. I've checked on the GPS, and I measured the feet, you know, the number of feet. And like directly below your house. And there's a hatch that goes up. I don't know if it's, you know, goes into...
There's a hatch that goes up from there to my house?
Yeah, like... What'd she say?
What state are you in?
I'm in your... I'm in Ocala. I'm your neighbor. This is Roy. Just tell her to be quiet. Is it okay?
Roy who? Who's Roy?
I'm your neighbor. I live down the street on Court.
Who is your neighbor? Who's your next door neighbor?
Carol? It doesn't matter. Is it okay if I try this hatch? I'm just trying to... Do you want to come over to my house and like explore these tunnels?
No, I won't go into underground. Are you kidding?
Why? Are you scared? It's fine.
Yes, I am.
I don't see what the big deal is. I'm just down here walking around. This is fascinating down here.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, me either. Like, I've lived here forever now, and I've never heard of tunnel. I didn't know it was possible to have tunnels in this part of Florida. You'd think it'd all be underwater, but it's dry as a bone down here.
Well, that's good news anyway.
Yeah. But
if you want to bang on my floor, you can bang on my floor, but... whatever.
Is it okay if I open up this hatch?
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting it open. Hello?
Yeah?
I'm in a room. Is this your house? How big's your house? Do you see me? I think I'm in a bedroom.
No, I think you've got the wrong house or the wrong Larry or whatever.
Crap, whose house am I in?
I have no idea. I have a cement floor here. There's no empty way of getting up.
Yeah. Well, this floor looks like it's cement, but it's like a hidden hatch, so it's like a, you know, you wouldn't be able to see it from the top, but I just opened up into a bedroom. Like this looks like some old lady's bedroom. Are you sure I'm not in your house?
Maybe in the lady next door.
Oh, maybe. What's her name?
Oh, I don't know her name. She had the house up for sale. Like, I couldn't tell you.
Hello? Huh. I should probably just shut this and go back down in the tunnels.
I guess. Oh, I have. This is the strangest phone call I ever got in my whole entire life. And I've been around a long time.
All right. I'm back in the tunnels. Do you have a bird?
No.
Oh, I should probably have a bird down here to, you know, just to see if there's dangerous gases or anything.
No.
You don't want to come with me? Yeah.
No, I don't want to come with you. Are you kidding?
What about Sue? Does Sue have a sense of adventure still, or is she basically just like to sit around the house all day and not go on cool adventures underneath the neighborhood? No. Well, do you even ask her? Like, ask her.
No, I won't ask her. She won't go. Are you crazy?
Well, you don't know if she'll go. She's a grown-up. Let her make her own decision. It's not up to you.
No. Number one, I don't think I ever met you. And I definitely don't know who you're living next to. There's no Carol that I know of in this block.
I live way down the street. Tell Sue to shut up. Tell her you're on the phone.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can shut up and get off the phone.
Well, no, she's like, what's she yelling about? Tell her to stop yelling. All right, I think I'm done with these tunnel calls. That was fun. Yeah, I don't know, Enrique, if it's Ocala or Ocala or however I pronounce it. I'm too lazy to look into that. You know, you can probably just pronounce it however you want. It's fine. Nobody's going to say anything. Thanks, Default Urine. I thought it was, you know, below average call. He says it was a good tunnel call. He's probably just being sarcastic. I should do a whole show of tunnel calls. I think that's a better of a a nighttime thing to do. Call people up at night. Tell them I'm doing tunnel calls. Only 8 minutes left. What should I do for the last call, everyone? Another ice cream truck? Ah, shit, I dropped my wrench. I dropped my space wrench.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Virginia?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm the ice cream truck driver here in the neighborhood. I was wondering.
And?
Well, don't be like that about it. I was wondering if you could tell John to stop doing that every time I drive by. Can you just please tell him to cut it out?
Excuse me?
Every time I drive by your house, John always, he winks his butthole at me out the window. And that's not very cool. Can you just ask him to please not do that? All right. She's not going to work with me. XYZ in 6 minutes, everyone. Hopefully he's not late. Usually he's on time.
Hello.
Hi, Lori?
This is Lori.
Oh, hey, this is Roy. I'm the ice cream truck driver here in the neighborhood.
Okay.
I hate to even call and ask you this, but every time I drive by your house, Buzz is always giving me snake eyes out the window. Can you please tell him to cut that out?
Okay.
And he's been winking his butthole at me through the window lately, and I just, you know, I'm just trying to do ice cream stuff. Like, I shouldn't, there she goes. I went for the butthole too quickly. It's always a problem with me.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs.
Speaking.
Well, I was calling for John, not you, because you're the weird wife lady. This is Roy, I'm the ice cream truck driver. Yep, is John there? Put John on the line.
What for?
I just needed to have a little talk with him about his conduct. So, get John. That was weird. I should have talked to her. They should play this song on UPS trucks. That'd be awesome.
This is Gwen. Please leave a message.
That was her again. I was hoping she'd pick up. I was just going to tell her to stop it. Maybe when Amazon starts delivering, they'll play that song in their trucks. That would be great. Or they can make their delivery drones play that. You know, to drown out the drone noise that you're going to hear all the time. Crap, I'm not going to...
Telephone number 3.
I'm not going to get one last call in before XYZ starts. And I promised him I wouldn't go over my time today. So I think it might be time to just end this. But I'm going to try the rest of these numbers on this page. There's just 3 left. So maybe I'll go over by a minute. Sorry, XYZ.
Hello.
Hello, Frank?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the ice cream truck driver here in the neighborhood.
What?
I'm the ice cream truck driver here in the neighborhood.
Who are you now?
I'm a few blocks up. I'm going to be going by your street in a little bit. Can you please tell Janice not to do that thing that she usually does?
Do what?
She's always coming up to the window and just trying to mess with me. And I'm just trying to drive by and do my job.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm the ice cream truck driver.
I don't believe this.
Why don't you believe it? Like,
who is this?
She does this like every time I drive by. Janice comes up to the window and pulls her little games with me. Can you please...
What?
Can you just ask...
What's her game? What's your game? What?
She
what are you talking about?
She winks her butthole at me, and I don't appreciate it. So you tell Janice to stop it, please.
Where do you live?
Well, I don't live here in the neighborhood. I drive the ice cream truck. Like if you
what
got
ice cream truck. No ice cream truck here.
Yes, there is. I'm getting ready to drive by, but like, what are you gonna start joining Janice and messing with me? Like I don't want that. Oh, try him right back.
No one is available to take your call right.
I'm trying one more time.
Your call has been forwarded to
Wait. We had a machine there. I wanna bother him on the machine. I'm gonna tell him to pick up. You try back until his machine resets. It's fine. XYZ hasn't started yet, so everything's fine.
No one is available to take your call right now. Please leave a message and we'll call you back. Thank you.
Frank! Pick up the phone! Frank! It's Roy! Frank! Pick up! Frank! Janice! Either of you! Pick up the phone! Pick it up! Please, pick up the phone! Hello! Pick up the phone! Pick it up! Pick up that phone! Just pick it right up! Hello? I didn't mean to upset you earlier. Please, I just wanted to ask a question. Please, hello? Pick up the phone! Frank, Janice, pick up, Frank, pick up. Frank, please pick up. Hello. Pick up. Pick up the phone. Please pick up. Please. Is your volume not turned up on your machine? Hello. Please pick up the phone. Frank.
This is Roy's mother. This is Carol. You need to pick up that phone. Please pick up the phone for Roy. He's just trying to do his job. His job here as an ice cream truck driver. Please pick up the phone. Please pick it up. Pick it up, Frank. Frank! Pick up the phone, Frank! Come on, Frank! Pick up the phone! Frank, pick up the phone! Come on, Frank! Please! Frank! Janice, hello! Pick up the phone! Okay, I hung up on him.
I wonder if he's got a 60-minute tape in that machine. Maybe I could leave, like, a 60-minute message for Frank and Janice. I guess I should cross that one off the list. Looks like XYZ has still not started his show. I'm sure he will any second now. He's probably just waiting for me to end. So I'm going to play a song, and XYZ should start in just a second. If you want to go listen to him, his URL is mixlr.com/XYZQWA. Thanks for listening, everyone. I had a good time. Oh, there's only 35 people on. There was like 40-something earlier. Wow, bunch of jerks. They all left. But yeah, thanks, everybody, for listening. I will see you next time for a live show next Friday, right before the XYZ show.
Hello, Brad. This is Bob Vance.
Bob Vance.
And I'm calling from any...
Vance Refrigeration.
...town, USA. Hey, I was listening to that last show that you were doing, episode... And I thought it would be a good idea if you wanted to get names for people who have P.O. boxes. So you could call the post office and say that someone left their weed pipe in your P.O. box. You can actually go to a post office, and they have recycle bins there that are usually completely full of junk mail. Who have P.O. boxes just dump in there regularly.
That's true.
And on that junk mail, you will find their name and their P.O. box number.
Yeah,
so if you
want to
call
pretending
to be that person, you can call and, you know, have a real name to get them and everything. So do it.
Best idea ever. In fact, I think my own name is sitting in those recycle bins. At my post office... The recycle bins, just like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, they put these new recycle bins out that have locks on them. So they're on to your tricks, Bob Vance. You can't really reach in there and grab things out. But you can grab things out of the regular trash can because some people are too lazy to use the recycle bins and they just throw their shit in the regular trash can, which sometimes is also me. So I can't really do that myself. I mean, you know, like you only get one call per post office. So I could probably look up one person here in Albany and be like, LOL, I'm the post office, you're a motherfucker. But then I'd be pranking locally. I can't do that. So it's a good idea, just probably not for me necessarily. If anyone else wants to do that, you know, grab shit out of the trash can at your post office and look up the names and numbers for me. Go ahead, I guess, maybe.
Brad.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Brad. You should do that idea where you talk to someone on the phone and then you can quite to them or you're in an interview with them.
Yep. That's what I should do.
Yep.
Whatever you're saying. Great idea. Yeah, okay, alright. Bye, person who I can't understand one bit. I'm sure it was a great message. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Brad, I just got done listening to the Election Day episode, and at the end you said you didn't know if it was even funny or not, but oh my god, that one where you called the guy and said you met him at a conference and you wrote on his business card he was a motherfucker. I was driving home, and I laughed so hard.
You got in a wreck.
My eyes were all teared up, and I started seeing stars, and I almost had to pull over. I was laughing so hard at that reaction.
You know what would be the ultimate thing for me is if, while one of you guys were commuting to or from work or whatever, you know, you're driving, you're on the interstate, and I make you laugh so hard that you get into a wreck and die. I mean, I guess that could have happened, and I just wouldn't know about it. But that's my ultimate goal, is to kill people with prank calls by making them laugh so hard that they veer off the road and crash into a minivan full of children. That's going to be great.
I can't wait for that to happen. It's hilarious because you were being such a ridiculous premise to begin with, but then the Canadian people are so non-confrontational.
Yeah.
On top of that, I don't know, it was hilarious.
Some of them are.
Just wanted to give you props. That was an awesome episode. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sometimes it's hard to tell when I'm actually doing them.
This is Ryan Digital, and I invented the titty mail call. So what is a titty mail call, you ask? Well, the way it works is... Oh, man, will you tell...
Are you saying titty mail call? That sounds obscene. I don't know what you're talking about.
The truck, shut the fuck up. I'm out of payphone. Anyways, you call the movie theater, and you say, oh, yes, I'm here at the movie theater with my wife... And we're trying to get pregnant, and she's on fertility drugs, but it's having an adverse side effect of making her breast milk shoot everywhere. It's getting all over the auditorium, people are floating around. Could you bring a bucket or something? And then you say, you know, I'm in auditorium 6 or whatever, and then they go around looking for it. It's pretty funny.
Do they?
I just got caught up in all the hobo shows and everything. I've been walking around, digging through the trash while I have my headphones on. It's been great fun.
That's weird.
I had this crazy incident happen tonight. I saw Carl and making up a voicemail about some other stuff. But I'm going to go home right now. I'm going to take a shower, and I'm going to listen to Brad.
You need to slow the fuck down. I don't even know what you're talking about. Slow down.
Practice check, because I didn't know that there was another one out, and I don't have a way to download it until I get home. So I'm going to hang up this phone, and I'm going to go home and do that.
All right.
Practice.
You do that. Okay, bye. That voicemail was all over the place. Oh, that reminds me. There's another episode of Automatic Redial. It is located on snowplowshow.com or phonelosers.com. I didn't bother putting it on the thing, the regular thing, you know, the Patreon and the HQ feed on phonelosers.org, because I don't know, like, should I put them on there? I'm really not sure about that. Also, it's a lot more effort to put it on all of the feeds, so maybe I'll just stick to putting it on the Snowplow Show feed. You guys probably hate that idea, but yeah, there's a brand new episode of the Automatic Redial Show, you know, speaking of Brad's Cactus Shack and all that shit, because I did do a brand new Brad's Cactus Shack last week, I think it was. And hopefully I'll start doing more of those Automatic Redial shows. I've got to catch up to the current episode one of these years. I'm sure it'll happen eventually.
Hey, Brad, it's Jack Heliquin.
Hey,
I just realized something.
Jack.
You don't make prank calls, you make actual calls. You're just a really weird and crazy guy.
Yeah.
Like, you have all these apartments you live in and can't afford because you, you know, charge Airbnb.
I've just held a lot of different types of jobs. And I record my phone calls at every job I work at. That's what it is.
Airbnb fees, and as you rent them out. And yeah, you're just a very strange guy making actual calls.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys, peace out. I love you, honey baby.
None of you realized that before? This isn't a prank call show. This is just a show about my average everyday life. That's all.
Hi, this is Grace. I'm calling from my son, Joseph Mamoni.
We'll try back. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Grace. Good job having your stupid fucking dog in the background drowning you out. Oh, wait. What is this? She's calling from a different number in the same area code.
Hi, this is Grace Mamoni calling from Long Island. 6-9. Thank you.
Why is she giving me her phone number? And why doesn't it match up with the number that's on her caller ID? This is very confusing. I don't know what the hell this is, but I'm going to call her up. I'm going to be like, Grace, you need to shut your dog the fuck up. Let's see if Grace answers.
Hello, you've reached 269. We can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, Grace, I got your message that you were calling me and your dog was barking in the background and I couldn't hear half the shit you were saying. Why don't you shut your fucking dog the fuck up when you call and leave me messages, goddammit, Grace? Thank you. My number is 814-422-5309. Have a nice day. Goodbye. All right, there we go. I left a message for Grace. No idea what that was about.
Hi, Brad. It's your buddy, Butthole Winker 34.
Oh, hey there.
I know I'm not your buddy, Chief, or whatever.
No, you are my buddy, Butthole
Winker.
Anyway,
hey, I gotta say, I've been binging all your past episodes every freaking day, and man, you are just so freaking hilarious. I have to say that I think the funniest thing that you do is when you tell your caller that they have an attitude, like, hey, let's knock off that attitude, motherfucker.
That's right.
Don't get an attitude with me. Man, it's so funny. It reminded me of when I was a wee lad back in grade school. I had this teacher who would say something along the lines of, oh, don't get all huffy-puffy with me. And I thought it would be really funny if
one
bitch. Time, at least maybe once in a call, you like was like telling a caller like, oh, don't you get all huffy-puffy with me, motherfucker. So,
okay.
Anyway,
I'll try that.
That's all I had to say. I really hope that you can maybe add the huffy puffy thing to your repertoire, and I'll just know that that's like a nod to your buddy Butthole Winker 34 that you like the huffy puffy thing.
Of course.
Bye.
Okay. I'm writing it on a post-it right now, and I'm going to paste it on my monitor. Don't get all huffy-puffy with me. It's on my monitor now, so I will not forget. It's on my monitor right next to Rappy McRapperson's social security number. So you know I'm not going to forget to do that. So you can expect that sometime soon.
Hey, Brad Carter, it's me, John Ballerific. How are you? Wow,
great.
Your prank calls are really funny. Yeah, see ya.
Okay, thanks, John Ballerific, for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it's Stacy.
Oh, hey, Jack Heliquin.
Just kidding, it's Jack. I just want to say that Snowplow Show episode 588 was funny as hell.
What the hell, Jack? You already left me a message on this episode. You think you can just go around leaving two messages for me?
It was a simple premise, but it was so fucking good. And I love Carol's last name, Gersburn.
Gersburn.
So terrible. It's like a librarian or some shit. I love it. Keep up the good work. You fucking rock, motherfucker.
Thanks, Jack. You need to bring back your show, Jack. I miss your live shows. Your live shows were the best. Anyone who doesn't know Jack Heliquin needs to look him up on the YouTubes. He's pretty great.
Hi, Brad. Butthole Winker 34 again.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, you know, I really kind of butchered that last voicemail.
Okay.
I don't know, call it nerves or whatever, but anyway... It won't hurt my feelings if you don't play my messages on your next show.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm not going to play your previous message because I already played your message from a day later, and it looks like this is a long message here, so I'm just going to delete it. Nobody will ever hear it, not even me.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin from Maryland.
Hey, Justin.
Just catching up with the Hobo Sodes and the Snowplow Show, and I noticed that we're coming up on Halloween. I don't know if you're going to catch up on your voicemails before then and hear this one before Halloween or after, but I just wanted to know if you had any ideas for any spooky Halloween themed pranks that we might hear if you were planning to do a special Halloween episode. So hopefully start thinking about that if it's before Halloween. Otherwise, hopefully I'll hear a Halloween show. All right, thanks.
Hopefully, yeah. So, the other day, I was making a YouTube video, I forget which day this was, but I decided to just look at an old episode, and I picked Halloween of last year, and I noticed that I did a live show last year, several days before Halloween, and holy crap, it was a really boring show, like, no good calls happened in it, I'm not exaggerating, it was just really unfunny. as far as calls go, but there were some good premises in there that the listeners were giving me in the chat room, such as calling the Party City places, you know, the Halloween pop-up stores, and saying, yes, I'm with the local hospital. I need to come in and get a bunch of your fake blood to use for a transfusion for a hospital patient. I thought that was the best idea ever, but none of the calls worked out. So, yeah, I think I really need to do some of those calls this year. Maybe I'll try and do another live show. Today is the 25th, so what does that mean? We have a full 6 days after today for me to do a Halloween show. So I'll try my best to do that over the coming week. I'll try and do a Halloween show. I'm sure I can make that happen, at least one of them. What else do we do? We called up Party Cities and told them that the smoke from the smoke machines was making us really high. Like everyone at my party was super high. So yeah, if nothing else, I need to call up a bunch of Halloween City places and just give them hilarious scenarios.
Brad, it's Probix.
Hey, Probix.
I just wanted to
say... You were talking shit about the music I played on my show earlier today. Fuck you, Probix.
You know, Halloween is coming up and hopefully...
Oh, yeah. This again.
Fearness voicemail by then. You should totally do a... Like, call up people and say that you pee on their doorknob, you know? For the Halloween spirit.
That would be more of a thing to do right after Halloween. Like, in the very first week of November... Say, yeah, I knocked on your door, you didn't answer, so I peed on your doorknob. Take that, motherfucker.
You know, it'd be funny, because, you know, kids, you know, they typically pee on doorknobs during Halloween, or, you know, cool kids usually do that, not the kids who dress up like idiots and ask for fucking sugary candy that rots your fucking teeth.
Yeah, fucking stupid kids.
It does not matter. The point is, Brad... You need to do those, because those were funny, and I don't ever see you do those anymore.
I think everybody that's listening to this right now should post some ideas in the comments on YouTube or on the website or wherever you're listening to this at, on the Patreon, maybe, and tell me what you would like me to do for Halloween this year. We have 6 days left, so tell me what to do for a Halloween show. Maybe I can do a couple of them this year.
And I hope you hear me, because... I'm using a crappy phone right now.
Yeah, you do sound like garbage.
Either way, I know you will do what is right, Brad.
All
Happy
right.
Halloween.
Thanks, Probix.
Love you. Bye.
All right, so all we've got left is all of those old voicemails from September. Not a whole lot of them, but let's just play one, and then we'll end today's show. I'll play the most recent one from September 25th.
Hola, Brad. It's Christine. Okay, so the call... to Michael, the one where he called you a motherfucker. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Mr. Jumping. He said a couple things I'm not sure you understood. He said, estás equivocado, which means you're mistaken, and no lo conozco, which means I don't know him. But the thing that made me laugh was he said, se murió. But that was after calling you motherfucker a couple times, so I don't know.
Asshole.
I feel really bad for Michael. Let's throw one out, yeah? All right, and also, is that the first time anyone's ever told you they're going to eat your fucking face? Because that shit was hilarious. Okay, dude, I'll talk to you later. Nopal, nopal.
Wow, so I have pretty much no memory of anything you're referencing, Christine. Sorry. Usually I get to the voicemails fairly quickly, but back in September I was out of town for a really long time, so I got really behind on the voicemails, and that's why I'm just now playing this. So apparently some guy was saying terrible things to me in a foreign language, and I wasn't catching any of it because I don't know any foreign languages. I'm just a big dummy. Man, I kind of want to just keep doing all of the voicemails until I'm completely finished now, so I won't be all behind on them. You know what? Why not? I mean, I'm only 22 minutes into the voicemail segment. It'll be much shorter by the time I edit it all down. Let's play at least a few more, like this one.
Hey, Brad, what do you call a mentally retarded actor? A slow poke. Get it? I'm drunk at 12 in the afternoon.
That's a good one. A mentally retarded cactus is a slow poke. That's pretty great. Thanks for that one.
Hey, Roy, it's Gabriel from New York. You recently pranked my wife with the name change.
Awesome.
Mary Rhodesia 69 Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. See? This is from over a month ago when I told that guy's wife that her name was being changed to Hitler.
In the traffic, and your call came in. And
holy shit, what is with everyone's connection tonight? Everyone's connection sucks. He's telling me about when I called in, And I remember he was in the background and he was giggling and keeping her on the line, which was pretty awesome. Like, she was ready to hang up with me, but he kept telling her to talk to me, and she was.
And after she hung up, she was, like, pissed that she was going to have to go and change all these identifications. And I was like, "Hun, it's the Frank show I always listen to, you know? What city worker would be calling you at 6 p.m.? So I did fess up to it.
Well, that's awesome, because you sent me a text message, I think on Patreon, telling me about her reaction and everything. But what you didn't tell me is if you let her in on the joke after it was over. So that's awesome that you let her in on it, and we got to hear a reaction of that.
She did laugh afterwards, especially when we heard you play it on your show. You had a show, I believe it was a Snowplow show. It was titled, "Hey Look, a Show." And it was about 25 minutes in, right after the segment you did about the kids with the band that wanted to light the pianos on fire. That was hilarious, too.
Yeah.
But, yo, I good love times. Your show.
Thanks.
And keep up the great work.
I will.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Just watch me. Holy shit, why does this go on for another 14 seconds? Did you forget to hang up? Yeah, I guess so. I don't see anything else here. So, yeah, thanks for the update. Sorry I took forever to play it.
Hey, Brad. It's Gerald from Toronto.
Hi, Gerald.
I love your show.
Wow, thanks.
It always makes me laugh.
Okay.
I do have a question, though.
Okay, here we go.
You ever run into anyone that you played a prank on?
No.
It'd be kind of funny to me, like, if you ran into one of these people, especially the people that got really upset.
Yeah, they might punch me in the face or something.
All that kind of thing. But yeah, anyway, keep up the good work. Enjoy your show.
All right. Thanks.
Take care. Cactus.
Bye. Man, that sounded like a really threatening voicemail. No, I've never run into anyone in person. I've had at least two people email me about pranks that I did to them, and I'm only remembering the details of one because I think it was back in the late 90s. This person who was telemarketing at me, I think she was a Sprint employee, and I was kind of a dick to her, and maybe it wasn't even real. You know, maybe they're just lying and saying, yeah, I was that person, but they were threatening to sue me and everything, and I replied to their email, and I just laughed at them and stuff. So, no, I've never run into anyone in real life that I've pranked, but I'm sure it'll happen someday, and I'll get punched in the face, and I'll have a fun story to tell, and it'll be great.
Hurrah! Ruprecht and Monkey Boy here.
Hey, Ruprecht.
Go and get right down to business.
Okay.
I've got a cyst that I'm still compiling
celebrity.
Their actual phone numbers that I would like to send to you, but I want to know if it's something you were even interested in doing. I know you've done old, you know, calls in the past. I even mentioned it on one of the songs I did with Reba and stuff, but I don't know what you would do with it. I don't know if you would even want it, but...
Yeah, I don't even know what to do with celebrity numbers half the time. Like, somebody sent me a celebrity number recently for, like, the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, and I don't know anything about Hootie and the Blowfish. What the fuck am I gonna say to them? I guess I could just say I'm changing the number and see how they react or something. I always feel like with celebrities, I have to do something really specific to them that's related to their career somehow, but I guess I could just do something basic and see how they react. So, hell yeah, send me a celebrity list. Ruprecht.
Recognizable names, and I can even screenshot your proof. To how you know where the information I got it, but I've got some
Some
pretty good ones. All of them been tested, but I want to know, hear from you. I guess when I listen to this on the podcast, if you want me doing it, because obviously I'll get you some more, because some of them might not answer.
Okay,
I've got about 11 or 12, and I can easily get more.
Do
if
it.
Something you want, you're interested in. Let me know, and I'll.
I guess that's why you never sent me anything, because this message is from back in September. September 21st. So, yeah, send me things.
You can do a whole celebrity show off these. I've talked to a few of them.
Do it.
Straight stalk mode, Roy. Straight stalk mode.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, let me know.
I still have a big celebrity list that somebody sent me a few years ago of, what was that show? It was like some fairy tale show that was on primetime TV, some weird drama thing involving fairy tale characters, but it was set in the real world. I tried watching it, and I just got bored and stopped. I remember they were filming a scene from that in some cafe in a city near me, and they had the whole cafe closed down. That was weird.
Hello.
But
this is Fat Meatball from the PLA Discord.
But yeah, send me celebrity shit. I don't care. I'll call them up. I'll probably ruin the numbers, but who knows, maybe it'll be hilarious.
I'm the one with the picture of the baby stuck in the cake. I have contacted you a few times about being stuck in the PLA Discord, unable to verify my phone number.
Oh, you poor thing. Hopefully you figured that out. I'm not going to play this whole message. This is coming from a phone number in a different country. I'm not going to listen to your excuses about not being able to verify yourself.
Hi.
You figure it out.
My name is Sam. This is exciting. I've never left a voicemail before.
Wow. Okay. It's 2019 and you sound like an adult, but yet you've never left a voicemail before ever. I find this hard to believe.
I wanted to leave this voicemail because I sent you an email, Brad, with a little song, a little ditty that I, it's a theme song from an SNL sketch, but I altered it so that
Lloyd
Jarbell is the subject. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know what? I would have used your song on today's show, but then I found Dialer's song, and I decided to use it instead. But yours is next in line. So on the next episode of the Snowplow Show, most likely I will be using your song that you sent me. It's a song that I'm not familiar with. I mean, it's a parody of a song that I'm not familiar with, but I liked it. And I'm definitely going to use that as an intro, either on the next show or the show after it. I'm sorry about putting Dialer in front of you, but technically Dialer was already in front of you because he sent me his in 2016. So you should definitely hate Dialer now because he did that.
And I think that some of the lyrics are kind of cute, so take a look.
I will.
All right. Well, get back to me, I guess. Or just, I don't know. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
I don't know if I replied to you or not, but thank you for sending that to me. I probably replied to you. I usually reply to anyone that sends me a song like that. So thanks for sending that in. You know what? I have 8 more voicemails left, but I'm going to stop playing voicemails. I'm bored with the voicemails. I've been doing voicemails for over a half hour now. Fuck the voicemails. The show's over. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Crooked Alligator, Arbitrary Alex, Rick B., SimSpeak, and DeLorean J. It's because of you guys that I have to do these shows all the time, 3 times a week at least, or usually anyway. I think I only did 2 last week, but that was because I had to go to that convention thing, and I was away from home for several days. It's the convention's fault. It's the PLA convention. Did I even talk about that? We had a PLA convention. Oh yeah, I talked about that. So yeah, thank you everybody for listening to the show. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Or phonelosers.com/support. I'm going to play a song for the ending that Reggie sent to me. It's a song that's titled Dial Tone, and it was posted on YouTube in 2011. And I kind of want to make a loop out of this. I think I might do that after I finish editing tonight's show. So thank you, Reggie, for sending this to me. I think this might be by a guy named Anthony Del Dio. This one's called Dial Tone.
Dial tone. Get money till you die, I'm getting mines. If you ain't about the money, man, that shit should be a crime. Got them bitches calling to my phone right when they hear my rhymes. But if they talking bullshit, then they gon' get the gnat, And yeah, I think I'm on the rise. I watch these girls get low while I'm getting high. I watch my days fly by, looking outside, hoping one day you could see me shining all up in the sky. She give me brains so good, I don't pay tuition. Cause when she asking for the bills, I never think to listen. I'm that heady smoking loco, sipping kid you wishing you could be. Get your way up, motherfucker, lifting is the key. Dial tone. Hello, I am calling for the money. If you ain't calling for money, then you just calling for nothing, man. I Thanksgiving love it. My connection is 100, cause my bars is always full, like I was eating on some stuffing, yeah. Tony D is on a honor roll.
She give me good head, now I got that college flow. You know how college go, chillin' with some college hoes. Still down in the 10th grade, bro, keep it on the low. And you know they drop it down low. So I'ma give it good, I'ma do it how I should. And then I gotta take you home. You home alone? Alright girl, let's go. But don't be blowing up my phone. You'll just hear that dial tone.
Dial tone.
Winking butthole. What does that look like?